Oh, the batteries are doing good.
Okay, so we're in Field Methods, February 18th, 2016, studying Western Subanon with Sharon S. Tioka.
You can add a lot more stuff if you want. You don't have to. So, you want to work on such and such a topic, or we're in Honolulu and the weather's bad, or whatever you want to put on.
Okay. Mulungas lalabong, ongon okigulango yudian yu. Kaban bata-bata ono, loli ago nu mokoti. I mean, sorry, the whole story?
Yeah, just,
okay.
Just go for it.
Okay. Kaban bata-bata ono, loli ago nu mokoti. Saan loli ago nu mokoti po, mokolango yu buwan. Bila mokoti yu, moglogamitu nog tupada, okpo nung kil bumogoy to ito nok tagu ang gunog pikotian. Mangka ongong gondo nun, o koti. Saka, sinugu umini no gina usumali no glana na ogbaloy nami malayo sogog tindan. Minsan, ang pukusin may sumali no glana, minango yun no tibwa. Pumuli gubo siya mo koti. Saka ini, ongon okpolo mana, nok piglo ka po yan no nakon, po diya umini sokpon tadbian. Talo nun, ari ni tabang ano? Talo, ala niyang call. Ang waya din niya po ngong kusita, nagpagla pong ko, tabang ano moksangit dun. Dadi akong koni, nagkonatanan, ogo, dautang ko simpan mo, luma mo, dao ko simpan, ako na po tong kumog langoy, minangoy, lumangoy, sogdagat, bangka nami, pagla po, o kusita ko ni. Ongong bahay nunin mga 10 minuto, bangka na ipakalap ako si ta ko yon. Ba ni kayen talo nun dun. Bula on ta ko si ta ko ni ha. Bagun po kaya ang bagun. O sapagin nga eka dun, sapagin nga ako dun. Talo oo. Diba ko lang ngayon minisumali no glana. O gobi na, talo nun dun. Naana mo gan, naana mo mga isogog tindahan po. An. Gobi na. Minuliuhin ni Miktoki si kumini. Talo no ginao. Ay, maglana mo. Talo, daw ang isali ng glana, minangoy yung mga koti, may kalapoy ni nakusita, ang onik sa daan ta. Dali daw pagbabaoy ng ginao, daw si pukusali ng glana, poongo na ang sa daan namin, o kusita, ito. Is that short? Is that long?
That's good.
Okay.
So,
2.5 minutes.
You want to tell us just briefly what it's
yeah. Serious? So, when I was a kid, I enjoy collecting shellfish. And so, I introduced what my equipment for collecting shellfish. So I said I used goggles and ponungkil, something like an old knife that you use to poke shellfish, because shellfish would hide in the holes of rocks, you know, stones under the sea. And so that was my, I mean, so one day it was low tide. I was gonna go collect shellfish, but my mother said, no, you will go to the store and buy some oil, because oil is very important for the Subanon people. So we cook, that's the most important ingredient that we use. So, but even if I didn't want to go, my mother insisted, so I went. On my way to go to the store, I had to pass through the beach, and then there is this somebody, Polomana, I don't know, he's a fisherman, but he dived in the sea to get clams. And then he did like this because he knew that I know how to swim. He said, help me, I'm trying to get a big octopus. And so it's like, I wasn't ready. So I helped him because he's my uncle. And so like in 10 minutes, I tried to help him get the octopus. And then we got it, and then he said, let's divide it into two, half for you, half for me. And then I said, but uncle, I said, I'm on my way to go get oil from the store that is far. But he said, no, it's already dark, don't go. So, because we were not allowed to go to the store after 6 o'clock. And then when I went home, I was like wet. And when, like, my mom was like, she looked at me angrily, said, what happened to you? I said, no, I did not go buy your oil. I went to to get some octopus and the season. How did you get that? So I told her, that's the story. And so she wasn't angry at me. So we just borrowed oil from our neighbor. Yeah.
Nice story.
Yeah, I can't forget that.
So how do you say octopus?
Kusita. Kusita.
Okay, so let's do what we were doing before. Russell, you were really good at this. You want to run?
Sure.
If you don't mind.